Thanks for spending a little time just in the run-up the tour with Lionheart. It must be quite busy getting ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, we gigged a few weeks ago at Rockingham, so we're kind of getting into gig mode. So, you know, it's going to be the first time this band has done a sort of a full headline set. Obviously, I have to gather more songs together. We've got a couple of new records coming out. Yeah, it's been fun, really. I mean, we're really looking forward to it, to be honest.
Yeah, did it just feel like the right time to use the cliche, get the band back together again?
Yeah, I mean, it had a really strange, where it ended, you know, my partner really in the old band was Keith.
Yeah.
The original singer. And Keith just kind of fell out of love of going on the road and playing and what have you. And he's a big part of the sound and the band, and I thought, well, you know, it'd be really difficult finding another vocalist who, you know, is in Keith's sort of lead, etc. So I kind of put it away for a while, didn't think about it, and then over recent years, because obviously I work with the treatment and
yes.
insurance, but I've always been in the business of either managing or working with other bands. And it just felt, you know, I was down, but God, you know, I'd like to get up and play again. And it kind of stemmed from there, really. So I had a friend who's a keyboard player, Linda Kelsey, and we were going to start something else, actually, to begin with. Then we started playing some old Airways, and we thought, well, if we could find the right singer, this, you know, it could be a good time to go out and do some shows. And we were lucky enough to find Adam Payne, and Rocky had already joined, which I've House of X was supporting the treatment at the rescue room, so I bumped into him for the first time I've pulled in years. So it seemed a bit of a, you know, some coincidences that kind of pushed it towards this whole thing happening.
Mm. Do you think you find it more fun this time? Is that kind of the way you're going at it?
Yeah, there's no pressure on us. You know, we're obviously, we're signed to Frontier and we've just finished an album which I'm really pleased with. I mean, there's always a certain amount of pressure because obviously people who know the band and who like the band, you want the record to be good and you want to play good live. I don't think I'd go out there if I didn't think I could do that, do you know what I mean, with these guys. So, but it is more fun because, you know, back in the day there was millions of pounds at stake when you first signed. There's lots of pressure on you, I mean, you're young kid really, 21 or what have you, and they've already been in another band more before.
Mm.
So yeah, a lot of that was, the more you got involved in the business, the more I got involved in the business side, the more pressure, obviously, it became being one of the, you know, the main writer and creative forces of those things. There was a lot more pressure then, and now I just really enjoy it.
You seem to be inferring that the millions of pounds aren't around anymore when you get signed.
Oh, it's a whole different era. I mean, when I look back at the deal I was doing back in the early 80s compared to now, it's like, you know, it's like a completely different business.
Mm.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a, something like, I mean, this particular genre of rock isn't something that I think most kids would go, well, there's a living to be had, be able to sort of buy a house or have a decent car. It doesn't work like that anymore.
No.
It's not something, whether it will change or not, I don't know, but you know, it's in pretty sad shape.
As you say, you've been managing the treatment. Now you're kind of getting to the back out on tour with your own band. Do you think you're going to enjoy that more than being a manager, or is it just something different that you do?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, the great thing is having my son in the band. Me and Danny, we kind of started the treatment together. He's 11, and, you know, he had a band, Roadstar, before
yeah.
He was around a lot. So, and they lived at the house, some of them, so he kind of, pretty much his whole life was brought up with this kind of music, one way or another, and unlike my other son, who really isn't, you know, isn't sort of, he loves music, but probably not like what this is. And played his band every OCDC. He picked all this up on his own, and when he decided he wanted to play drums, it was great for me, because I had someone to jam along with.
Yeah.
Being a guitar player, I'm going to play great stuff with this drummer, and we kind of, you know, we kind of build a relationship from there, and then finally, you know, about 13, 14, he wanted to put his own band together, so, you know, we kind of started it from there, and you know, I've obviously had experience putting bands together, wouldn't I use that to help him, which is what I did. So, you know, it was an amazing string of events about how, you know, we got our first deal with the tree and went on, and we ended up opening the kids across America.
Absolutely.
Quite a short time, really.
Yeah.
So it was pretty amazing to go from the, you know, the shedding Cambridge to opening the 50,000 kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And being a very proud dad and efficient manager, that was all down to you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, they worked really hard. You know, we were all very much on the same page at that point.
Yeah.
It was, you know, what more can you ask to start a career like that, really?
So as we said at the start, we've got the tour just starting in the next few days, really. What can the loving punters expect?
Well, I mean, we're playing a lot of stuff from Shaft Alike, because obviously people know that album. Mm. It's a favourite. We've got some new, a couple of the new songs from the new album. Eyes Like Us, which has done really well, and, you know, played quite a lot. It's gone down really well with the fans. We've had a lot of people who say that, you know, they're really excited about the new album after listening to that track. So, you know, I think, me personally, I think the band sounds as good as ever live. And Adam's doing a great job on vocals as far as, like I say, I don't think probably there's maybe a handful of people, you know, that can do this job really, really well. I mean, maybe that's even an exaggeration, probably not that many.
Mm.
And he's doing a great job on vocals. It's kind of really made for him. High range, where it's comfortable, and, you know, you think the songs sometimes sound so similar, it's crazy, you know?
That must be great for you, because you know what you're expecting those older songs to sound like.
It's more disappointing than hearing them and thinking, God, that sounds nothing like the original.
Yeah, that must be good for the whole band's point of view as well, thinking, right, well, we know there's people going to come and see us for the first time in a few years. But they're not going to come away going, oh, that sounded a bit odd.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it just is lost in them, and we absolutely went down the storm, and it's amazing how many people, you know, still love that original album. And, you know, saw lots of people afterwards, and not, there was no mention of, you know, it was just completely positive. There wasn't even a, oh, I miss so-and-so, which was, you know, and I think if you've done that and just really enjoyed the set and they've taken you to a place that they've really enjoyed and they've enjoyed it in the song, well, I think that's the job done, you know. So that was it, really. I mean, it was just a real positive vibe. We came away really, really happy with that show. I haven't done that many shows because, you know, obviously it's only kind of just getting into gear.
Mm.
I've spent a lot of time working on this new record, which I'm really, really excited about people hearing.
That's always one of the things that when I'm speaking to guys like yourself, Laurie, you've got a new album coming out, but you know the crowd are expecting the older songs.
Yes.
When you're putting the set together, do you not think, oh, I know I should only put one or two of the new ones in, but I really want them to hear this, and I really want to hear this.
No, because I do understand why people would, why that, yeah. And unless the songs are in the same, immediately, you know, we put two new songs into Rockingham, and every single review said we really love them, and we're looking forward to the new record, so that's a really positive sign.
Mm.
I mean, the new record is heavier, in places, lighter in some places. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to disappoint people with I don't think it's going to be that. I really don't. I mean, I really do think, you know, once this record comes out, people are going to embrace it.
I'm so old school when it comes to seeing bands that, you know, you've seen them on tours and you know the album's inside and out, but you know there's something new coming up, and I'm going, yeah, the bit where they go, right, here's the new one, and everybody goes to the bar, I go straight to the front, I'm going, go on then, give it to me.
The thing is, I think with this record, when I first put Air Race together, coming from More, which is much heavier,
yeah,
you know, initially my love with AOR was Foreigner and Bad Company and those kind of bands, which were much more strong guitar orientated
with keys complementing vocal sounds. I mean, if you listen to Foreigner, you don't see them as a synth kind of band.
No.
They're a rock band with adult songs.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what our era started, the ones we got with Bo Hill. He totally changed everything and turned us much more into an Americanized band, which during the album I wasn't particularly happy with, but in fairness, it's become a bit of a cult record, so I will sort of, but it wasn't the record, it wasn't the band, how it sounded, how I always wanted it. You know, and this record is kind of more in the vein of how, I was hoping it would sound.
So when you're writing and things like that, is it kind of the song first and looking for hooks, or is it a feel? You're kind of going at it, going, right, I want this to be, you know, a heavy metal song or an AOR song.
I actually really have a strange, because the second album was more an overture, a load of stuff that was left from the first.
Mm.
Demos, and originally I wrote all this, when Keith first came into Eros, he wasn't a writer, and we kind of got a partnership going, and then we did the second album. Remember, unfortunately, with everything today, you have to have budget, because back when you could have Atlantic Studios in the middle of New York, you can't do that anymore, that doesn't exist, you know, those kinds of budgets. So you have to make sure there's the best that you can do with what's available to you.
Mm.
And, you know, fortunately, I've got a place where I can work on this one I've been able to take my time, but I've got so many different loves and influences, and I haven't had any restrictions on this one. This has been the first album that I've kind of really written. I mean, I think it's been a surprise that I've picked the variation of material on there.
Mm.
Where I've had no reins to, just written the album I wanted to write, with all the influence from ELO to Foreigner to Whitesnake to Zeppelin. Everything's kind of in there, and I'm really, really pleased with it. I think it's just for people to see what they think, you know, and fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's certainly, I'm looking forward, for the bits I've heard, I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see the show, and certainly the Newcastle show is the one I'm going to be at, and I can't wait, because it's a great little venue, the Clooney, and should be a great atmosphere.
Coming up and playing. I mean, it's a long while since these bands have been out on the road, and it's going to take a bit of time for some people to start. I mean, even some remember the band. You know, it's going to take a bit of time to build things up again, I think. But that's hopefully what, you know, this is all about. Is our first steps into, you know, getting back on the road and getting things moving again. Now, where Air Ice was left before, it felt like it wasn't the right ending. You know, I'm hoping that I get a chance to gig and leave it sort of, work it in between the work I do with the tree.
I've spoken to a few people of late that are, you know, they're coming, I hate to use the phrase coming back because it sounds very marketing and big record company, but you know what I mean. And this time round, they seem to be at the right point to do it for the right reasons and to enjoy it. I was speaking to Toby Jepson the other week, and Toby, I don't know who was more excited, him or me, because I was a massive Little Angels fan. But for what they've produced, you kind of go, now that's right. You're not doing the same as you did before. You're doing what you're doing now for the right reasons, and it seems to be striking a note with the right people.
Well, I think if you're creative and never in it for the money, first of all, because I do actually know guys that have actually done this business purely financially.
Yeah.
That's certainly not me. And I think for me, it's always been about the creative side. You know, that's the most important thing to me, is to listen to something that you've worked hard on. You know, you go into and you see people sing the words, and it means something to them. It doesn't matter how many, whether it's a million or 50. If your record means something to somebody, it's worth doing. You know, to see, like, you know, 25-year-old kids coming up with a copy of Shaft of Light, saying, like, it's their favourite album, they heard it from their parents, and then they've bought it, and then, well, to me, then, that's what it's all about. Absolutely that moment is why you do what you do, you know.
And one last thing before I let you enjoy the rest of your evening. What was it that first made you want to pick up a guitar? Can you remember that moment?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It was, I probably had absolutely no interest in it. I was coming to, like, I was 13. I remember sitting in the tower block I was living in East London, with absolutely no vision of anything I wanted to do with my life. I loved music, but I didn't have any sort of a band.
Mm.
We were brought up with a great punch, like, you know, Mark Bow. So, I was watching TV on my own, I don't know, probably a Friday night, isn't it? And Mark Bowen came on, and his guest was AC/DC.
Yeah.
They played Livewire, and I saw Angus in the school uniform, and literally, by the end of that 3.5 minutes, me and probably lots of others, it completely transformed my life. It was like, that, I love that, and that's what I want. This is what I want to see. And my sister got me tickets for my 14th birthday. They were coming over and they did have a survivor. And from that moment, you know, I was ACDC mad. Strangely, within, you know, 14, by the time I was 17, I was on the same label as them. Supported them. The guy who signed more was the guy who signed ACDC. So there was a lot of manifestation going on from my pure love of that band and, you know, wanting to do something like, you know, being in a band. So that literally changed my life overnight.
No, thank you for that.
Once the time got signed and I went out and did a big, huge show, got me for Queen and etc. And, you know, and I kind of travelled, you know, most places in the world. For a while, I lost what I originally loved.
Mm.
It didn't become fun anymore.
Yes.
It was like, you know, I mean, when you're putting bands around the world, you're managing, you know, you work with big promoters, and you go, well, you sing, you have to sing, you've got to sort of have a get for a certain date. Yeah, it all goes into totally different places, but now and again, I just get back to, like, being that 14-year-old kid or 15-year-old, 13-year-old kid, and just completely remembering what it should really be about, which is fun and love and music.
Mm.
And, you know, I try the best I can to kind of keep it in those realms. You can lose track of you know, what you really, really are doing it for, because, you know, like you say, sometimes the business side takes over and there's a certain amount of pressure delivering records and, you know, what have you, even still. So, but, yeah, like I say, I still try and, you know, I still love and I'm passionate about what rock music has done for me and how much the reason why I get up with each show.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, thank you so much. Have a lovely evening and I'll see you out on the road and good luck and have fun.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. All the best, mate.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.